Today on the Just Read podcast, we'll read Joshua chapter 19. In this chapter, the rest of the tribes receive their inheritance. Let's read Joshua chapter 19. Then the second lot fell to Simeon, to the tribe of the sons of Simeon according to their families, and their inheritance was in the midst of the inheritance of the sons of Judah. So they had as their inheritance Beersheba, or Sheba, and Moladah, and Hatzar-shual, and Bala, and Etzem, and El-Tolad, and Bethul, and Horma, and Ziklag, and Beth-Markaboth, and Hatzar-susa, and Beth-Lebaoth, and Sharuhen. 13 cities with their villages. Ain, Rimon, and Ether, and Ashen, 4 cities with their villages. And all the villages which were around these cities, as far as Baalath Be'er, Ramah of the Negev. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the sons of Simeon, according to their families. The inheritance of the sons of Simeon was taken from the portion of the sons of Judah, for the share of the sons of Judah was too large for them. So the sons of Simeon received an inheritance in the midst of Judah's inheritance. Now the third lot came up for the sons of Zebulun, according to their families. And the territory of their inheritance was as far as Sarid. Then their border went up to the west and to Marilah. Then it touched Dabasheth and reached to the brook that is before Jokneam. Then it turned from Sarid to the east toward the sunrise as far as the border of Chisloth Tabor. It proceeded to Dabarath and up to Japhia. From there it continued eastward toward the sunrise to Gath Hefer, to Eth Kazin, and it proceeded to Rimon, which stretched to Ne'ah. The border circled around it on the north to Hanathon, and it ended at the valley of Iphtahel. Included also were Katah and Nahalal, and Shimron, and Idalah, and Bethlehem, 12 cities with their villages. This was the inheritance of the sons of Zebulun, according to their families, these cities with their villages. The fourth lot fell to Issachar, to the sons of Issachar according to their families. Their territory was to Jezreel, and included Chesuloth and Shunem, and Hapharaim and Shion and Anaharath, and Rabith and Kishion and Abez, and Remeth and Inganim and Inhadah and Beth Pazez. The border reached to Tabor and Shahazumah, and Beth Shemesh, and their border ended at the Jordan, 16 cities with their villages. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the sons of Issachar, according to their families, the cities with their villages. Now the fifth lot fell to the tribe of the sons of Asher, according to their families. Their territory was Helkath, and Hali, and Beten, and Akshaph, and Alamalek, and Amad, and Mishal. It reached to Carmel on the west, and to Shehor Libnath. It turned toward the east to Beth Dagon, and reached to Zebulun, and to the valley of Iphtahel, northward to Beth Amek, and Nael. Then it proceeded on north to Kabul, and Ebron, and Rehob, and Hamon, and Cana, as far as Great Sidon. The border turned to Ramah, and to the fortified city of Tyre. Then the border turned to Hosah, and it ended at the sea by the region of Akzib. Included also were Ummah, and Aphek, and Rehob, 22 cities with their villages. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the sons of Asher, according to their families, these cities with their villages. The sixth lot fell to the sons of Naphtali, to the sons of Naphtali according to their families. Their border was from Heleph, from the oak in Za'ananim, and Adami Nekeb, and Jabneel, as far as Lakum, and it ended at the Jordan. Then the border turned westward to Asnoth Tabor, and proceeded from there to Hukok. It reached to Zebulun on the south, and touched Asher on the west, and to Judah at the Jordan toward the east. The fortified cities were Zedim, Zer and Hamath, Rakath and Chinnereth, and Adamah and Ramah and Hatzor, and Kadesh, and Adrai, and Enhatzor, and Yiron, and Migdal-El, Horam, and Beth-Anath, and Beth-Shemesh. 19 cities with their villages. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the sons of Naphtali, according to their families, the cities with their villages. The seventh lot fell to the tribe of the sons of Dan, according to their families. The territory of their inheritance was Zorah, and Eshtaol, and Ir Shemesh, and Sha'alabin, and Ajalon, and Ithlah, and Elon, and Timnah, and Ekron, and Eltekeh, and Gibbethon, and Baalath, and Jehud, and Beneberak, and Gath-Rimon, and Med-Jarkon, and Rakon, with the territory over against Joppa. The territory of the sons of Dan proceeded beyond them, for the sons of Dan went up, and fought with Leshem, and captured it. Then they struck it with the edge of the sword, and possessed it, and settled in it. And they called Leshem Dan, after the name of Dan their father. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the sons of Dan, according to their families, these cities with their villages. When they finished apportioning the land for inheritance by its borders, the sons of Israel gave an inheritance in their midst to Joshua the son of Nun. In accordance with the command of the Lord, they gave him the city for which he asked, Timnath-Serah, in the hill country of Ephraim. So he built the city and settled in it. These are the inheritances which Eleazar the priest, and Joshua the son of Nun, and the heads of the households of the tribes of the sons of Israel distributed by lot in Shiloh, before the Lord at the doorway of the tent of meeting. So they finished dividing the land. That was Joshua chapter 19. Joshua divided the land by lot to the remaining tribes, so that every tribe had a portion of the promised land. Finally, Joshua himself received a portion of land for himself and his family. Thank you for reading with me.